Hi, this is my favourite Elliot Smith song. The podcast that's all about keeping Elliot Smith's legacy alive by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So hi and welcome to the first episode of our third season. Needless to say, a lot has changed in the world since our last episode. Now I'm sure you're not listening to this podcast for coronavirus chat, so I don't want to dwell on it for too long, but I just want to say that I hope you're safe and well wherever you are. And hopefully this new season can bring a tiny bit of welcome distraction in what is a really, really difficult time for everyone. So in today's episode, our guest is the musician Christian Lee Hudson. Christian is a singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles. He's released two albums so far, with another set to come out at the end of May. The new record is called Beginners and is produced by his friend and collaborator and former guest on this show, Phoebe Bridges. So given the kind of company that Christian keeps, it's probably a bit unsurprising that he's a big Elliot Smith fan too. And in this interview, he talks about that fandom, how his dad introduced him to his music for the first time, and why he relates to it so much. Of course, we also take an in-depth look at his favourite song pick too. Here it is then, here's Christian Lee Hudson talking to Elizabeth Woodstanley.
My name's Christian Lee Hudson. I chose Oh Well, Okay.
Here's the salon with the face always turned away.
XO is my favorite, probably my favorite Elliot record in general. So it's hard to choose specifically, I guess, a favorite song, but this one always sticks out to me and it's the one that gets stuck in my head the most. I don't know what it is about the melody. I like what's happening musically a lot, and I feel like lyrically it is weirdly like one of the more straight ahead. It's like less impressionistic than maybe some of his other songs, or seems that way at least.
It's kind of a song with a funny song title.
Maybe that's a part of what draws me to it as well. It's like self-defeating in a way that is relatable.
The bleeding collar gone to black, dying like a day. Couldn't figure out what made you so unhappy. Shook your head to say no, 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 and stop for a spell and stay that way. Oh well.
And what would you say this song kind of means to you as far as, you know, what he's trying to express?
I guess like maybe an inability to communicate or be understood, or he's in like a, I don't know if you, and like your communication with people you care about in your life sometimes becomes so stunted and makes you feel like you're in kind of like a box where there's no way you can get a message out and there's no way anyone can get a message in. You're just kind of trapped in between. I don't know. That is what I get from it.
On the album, though, of XO, Oh Well, Okay, it's not sort of the most prominent song on the album. It's one that I had to think about for a minute when that kind of came back as the one that you wanted to talk about. But then I also noticed that you had an album that was called Yeah, Okay, I Know, which then I thought was kind of funny because that was a sort of unusual sort of album name that seemed very related to at least the song title.
Yeah, I think that was sort of the thinking. That was like a lyric that ended up in one of the songs that was on that record. And then it was probably in some part inspired by that song or something. Similar sentiment.
I got pictures, I just don't see it anymore. Climbing hour upon hour through a total bore.
One of the things that I love about the song is that there are no drums on it. That's just, I guess, a personal, I have songs that have drums in them, but I love songs that don't. It forces you to stay engaged with what's happening. And it doesn't like manipulate your body into moving and getting distracted from what is happening musically. I don't know. That's what it does for me, and what sometimes drums do for me when I'm listening to a song. Like the person is sitting there with you. They're when there's drums, it's like they're removed enough to be that they have a loud instrument that can't be right next to your ear anymore. With the one I keep, where it never fades, in the safety of a pitch black mind, an endless sound that blocks the day. Oh well, okay. The arrangement of it in general is really appealing to me. It feels like very, I feel like this song was my introduction to John Bryan as a musician. I think he plays like Chamberlain organ or something like that on it, as well as a few other things. But yeah, I love I just think it builds in the perfect way, and it expands on like the already kind of small, simple sound that Elliot had in a way that is pleasing and doesn't overpower the song at the same time, which is a good, I guess, great example of how to not fuck up your song by overproducing it. Yeah, I don't know, like theoretically, I guess, enough about what is happening, or I don't know if I have the vocabulary to express what like music theory wise is happening in it, but it just has a really pleasing nostalgic descending bassline complimentary melody thing. Yeah, I don't know. I feel dumb talking about it. It's so hard to figure out how to describe what you like about something, actually. I didn't realize that until we started talking.
And can you talk about maybe when you first got EXO and sort of your feelings about that album?
Yeah, my dad told me about Elliott Smith when I was like 12 years old or whatever. He was in the newspaper, and my dad thought that it's based on whatever the article was. I think it was right shortly before he died. He thought it sounded like something I would like, so we went to Virgin record store on Sunset Boulevard and bought Either Or, and I loved that record. I made my dad take me 2 days later back to Virgin to buy whatever else I could, and all they had, the only other thing they had there, was EXO. And that I don't know, that just became, I don't know what clicked about that record in particular, but I became a lifelong companion, I guess. I've talked about this record before in interviews, and I always have a hard time telling whether or not, or what part of my love for it comes from the fact that I was just like a teenager when I was listening to it mostly. So I'll always feel like it's just objectively the best.
Now, a lot of people really love EXO, and you know, lots of people talk about it being their favorite album. So I was just curious if, you know, what your thoughts were.
It's definitely that. I've noticed that sort of has changed, at least when I was like growing up. That was a very unpopular Elliott Smith record to like. If you liked anything of his later, and just socially, I guess in high school, that was less, you had less credibility. which I don't know why, I guess, because people favor, obviously, like the closeness and of the more lo-fi records, which I also do, but I think it's cool that now when I listen to it, and the, like, if I were to listen to things chronologically, it is really fun to hear how he got to do what he was trying to do in his basement or wherever the fuck he recorded the first two records. He was able to, I feel like you can hear him trying to figure out how to do some of the things orchestration wise that he does on XO. I feel like you can hear him trying to do that on earlier records, just, or trying to figure it out with just him and a guitar, or him and like a small organ or something. It's fun to hear somebody getting to like the place where they can finally play with like all of the things that they didn't have the budget to before.
Well, Would you say that Elliott Smith's music and songs have made an impact on you as a musician?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is like probably just really obvious. And I am always waiting for people to tell me that is just what I directly am ripping. But I learned how to play guitar by learning like all of his songs. And that's how I learned how to finger pick and how I learned how to write songs and how I learned to use like rudimentary like recording hardware. I was going to say software, but I don't really know how to use anything outside of like a four track. But for me, I mean, and this song might not be a great example of it because it is very like in the real studio time for him. But for me, what made Elliott's music so exciting as a kid who was learning to play music is how it made it feel like you could also make something really beautiful and not have to leave your house or have to spend a bunch of money and go into a studio. You could sit with a four track and double track vocals and guitar. And if you focused on how you arranged it with just you and an instrument, you could figure out how to make it as compelling as like that took months to record months and like thousands and thousands of dollars to record in a big studio. Obviously not that anyone could like play like him, but that you could make your own record at home. That's what I used to do when I was in high school, is just like sit and write songs, and every few months or so I would make like a new batch of songs and burn them onto like a CD or a tape and hand it out to people that I knew at school, because I was like, oh, Elliott Smith did that, and so many of these other people, lo-fi artists, have also done that, and it is not this untouchable. The music industry or business or whatever or scene is not such an exclusive club that you need to have a bunch of money to be a part of.
From a songwriting standpoint, you know, the subject matter and just kind of how you're putting your songs together, there seems to be a tie definitely to Elliott Smith. It's kind of like matter of fact, sort of like, oh, here, I'm going to tell you a story. This is something that may have happened or may not have happened. And, you know, you as the listener should be able to enter into that narrative and take bits and pieces of it and relate to it, which I think is what's so successful about Elliott Smith's songs is people can really relate to them.
Right. Yeah. I don't know yet if I am successful at anyone relating to the songs I write yet, but I am trying to tell stories maybe a little bit more. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Elliott's songs, most of them are really impressionistic, which makes them really easy to insert yourself into. Like there is an easy entry point because things typically aren't so matter of fact in his songwriting. So you're not imagining, or at least for me, I'm not always imagining like a specific person that's outside of myself. And I think that with some of the songs that I've written, though it's hard to tell because I'm the person who wrote them, I don't know how easy it is to put yourself in into it, because it feels to me like so specifically this one story. But maybe there are little events that happen that might remind people of things that they've experienced. But I don't know. I it's hard to imagine how he wrote lyrics. But I know that for me, I sort of draw from things that are real or things that have happened to me or people I know in my life, and then try and string a story together through them to make it, I don't know, feel like a short story or something that gets across a mood that I am feeling. If you get a feeling next time you see me, do me a favor and let me know. It's hard to tell, it's hard to say. Oh well, okay. Oh well, okay. Oh well, okay. Elliott Smith's my favorite. I mean, I love him in all of his music till the day I die. And yeah, I'm just so grateful that it exists.
Thank you to Christian Lee Hudson and Elizabeth Woodstanley for that interview. I'm really looking forward to checking out Christian's new album when it comes out in May. The first two singles from it are great, and I do very much recommend having a listen to them if you haven't heard them before. Now, one thing we're going to continue this season is our listener submissions. This is where you can be featured on the podcast yourself by telling us what your favourite Elliott Smith song is. All you need to do is send us a voice note to submissions@myfavoriteelliottsmithsong.com. We'll hear one of those very picks right at the end of the show. But before we do that, I just wanted to say thank you very much for listening. We'll be putting these out on Thursdays every other week and announcing our guests, as well as a few other bits and pieces, on our social media channels. So do follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter if you're not doing so already. So now, to play us out, here's Gareth Inkster from Canada telling us why, on balance, Oh Well OK is probably his favourite Elliott Smith song. See you in a couple of weeks.
I fell in love with the song in grade 10, and I'm 27 now, and it's kind of just one that I'll go back to. It's got lyrical, the lyrics match the tone that's set by the melody and the harmony. The arrangement is so sweet and subtle when that resonator comes in as the solo, and when that solo hits, there's a gorgeous key change, which continues the same pattern. The chords are going by the same, changing the same relation to one another, just in a different key. And then he does this really sneaky thing. He's kind of constantly changing from major to minor throughout the song, within the key he's in. But then the end of the song, he just ends with the first and the fifth degree of the scale. And he omits the third, and so you don't actually know if he ends it on a major chord or a minor chord, which is really interesting, because the whole song is kind of flirting back and forth between the two, and then he just leaves it wide open, and it's up to your own kind of ear to decide which it ends on, almost like, does it resolve or does it not? Does it resolve well or not, I guess would be the question. So that song, I think, is kind of, on the one hand, the feel of it is beautiful, on the other hand, it stuck with me personally for a long time, but then I think musically as well, it's a real achievement. Oh Well OK would be my answer if you were forcing me to give one, but I could probably talk at length about many of them. I love what you guys are doing. I think it's so neat. Thanks so much. Take care.